Lecture topic: Rewards for Sacrifice.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa qala inni dhahibun ila rabbi sayahdin. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ Most respected Ulama Kiram, brothers and elders, in these Mubarak days of Hajj, it is just appropriate that we keep reminding ourselves of the lessons of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his family. The Quran Sharif has highlighted all these lessons not for the sake of just some historical facts. It is for us to take an ibrat, for us to bring these lessons in our lives, to live these lessons. And these lessons are discussed every year. These lessons, we hear about it at the time of Eid al-Adha. The lesson that we should now be looking within ourselves is how much of the practice of this has come in our lives. So in these ayat also, Allah Ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The preceding ayat, the ayat before this, described the incident when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam broke down all their idols, the idols of the people, and then they came rushing and they asked him that, did you break these idols? So in another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions the details that he said, well, ask the idols, you worship them, so ask the idols, they'll tell you who killed them or who broke them. He said, but you know these idols don't talk. So what's the problem with you then? How can you worship something that cannot harm you, that cannot benefit you? Where is your mind? Where is your intelligence? That you are making something a deity which is totally lifeless, harmless, and now you're worshipping it, you're bowing in front of it. But this is the very big lesson for us to take in this, that this iman and hidayat is not our achievement, it is Allah Ta'ala's gift. It's Allah Ta'ala's blessing and bounty. Had it been based on intelligence, then these very so-called intelligent people who can go to the moon, but they can't recognize such a simple thing, that these lifeless things cannot be anything. How can this ever be somebody's God? But that's the issue at hand, that this is not based on intelligence. Then the other important aspect is, when a person gets steeped in the wrong things, person gets steeped in shirk, in kufr, and if not in that worst level of things, then even on a lesser level, person gets caught up in sin. Then this, it stunts the thinking. Person cannot think straight. And very simple things, he can't make head and tail of it. He can't see where his benefit is, where his harm is. He goes diving headlong into things that are going to cause everything to crumble, but he can't see it. And somebody might try to explain to him too, he can't understand it. That is the effect of sin, that it stunned in even our correct thinking. So in any case, coming back to these ayahs, so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said to them, that look, that ata'buduna ma tanhitun, that you carved this with your own hands, and now you're worshipping it, where's your thinking gone to? So now when they had no answer, so now when there's no answer, how do you answer? So the answer they gave was, قَالُوا بْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. build this huge structure and light this huge fire and throw him into this fire. That was the answer. Now when there's no clear, correct answer, then the person will give the most absurd answer. And this happens in different ways in day-to-day life. This was obviously on another level, but in day-to-day life it happens all the time. It happens in maybe arguments between spouses sometimes. But now somebody, there was a clear-cut matter put in front of him, but there's the issue here. But now he already said something. Now in order to accept that this what you have presented is right, he'll have to cut his nose. Because the truth has become clear to him now. It was his mistake. He was at fault. Become so clear to him. So I've got no answer. Then he'll give an answer which is no answer. And then say, well, you always have something to say. The thing is, he's got nothing to say now, so he still had something to say. By saying, you always have something to say. That was his last word, where he had nothing to say. The point is that when there's no answer, the person who doesn't want to accept the truth, the pride has become a barrier. Then he will still have something to say which means nothing, which is totally meaningless, but he'll say something. So in any case, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he now spelt it out to them that this is so absurd, you are worshipping lifeless things. So now they had no answer for it. So what now, what's to be done? Build the structure. قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ So Allah Ta'ala says that they tried to now plan to harm him, but they themselves were the losers. Any case, after this time that Ibrahim alayhi salam spent in this fire, which Allah Ta'ala commanded it to become cool for him, and this is the lesson again, that when a person submits to Allah Ta'ala, there are many fires that we have of our own in dunya. All kinds of fires, social fires, and personal fires, economic fires, and domestic fires, and sometimes some emotional fires, and all kinds of things. But then now we're looking for sometimes petrol to douse the fire. Person is looking for petrol to douse the fire. His emotional fire, he's feeling very depressed, feeling down, feeling lonely, feeling something else. So now to try and douse this fire of this emotional down, so what he finds, he decides to now take his phone and look at some filth. So now he's pouring petrol over this fire. How can petrol ever douse a fire? How can haram ever bring peace to that heart? How can the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala ever bring any progress in a person's life? But now that is how shaitan drags a person. That now this is the way you will find some peace. For that peace what he gives him greater misery, greater problems, greater calamity, and shaitan leads him in that manner to think, well, he's going to get somewhere. So in any case, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, now this entire time he passed 40 days in this fire, and then eventually this fire died off, he came out. So now he left his people, وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهَدِينَ And he made this sacrifice of leaving his birthplace, leaving his family, meaning all the people he knew around, took his wife and he moved on. So now these events that are mentioned in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are highlighting very major sacrifices. That he made this sacrifice, but for what? قَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ I'm making this hijrat to my Rabb. That here this is all a place and an environment of evil, of shirk, of kufr, of all kinds of taking a person far away from Allah Ta'ala. And after all this time and effort that was made here, and what it came down to, they threw him into this fire. So now finally he left. He made tarkul watan. He made hijrat. So now this is not just some historical fact. This is a lesson for us. These are all sacrifices. And the entire incidents of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his whole life history, It's all about sacrifice. The whole Quran Sharif documents the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam about their sacrifices. This ahadith are filled about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, about their sacrifice. Whether it was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the sacrifices he made, and that entire 950 years of da'wat, and what type of challenges he had to face, and how he was treated by his people, and whatever happened. The Quran has repeatedly mentioned this. For what? For who? For us. The Quran is hidayat for us. So the sacrifice, history of sacrifice. Quran Sharif mentions Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and the sacrifices he had to undergo and what kind of steadfastness he showed in the light of all these issues despite all the odds against him, being thrown into prison on a false accusation and then being left there for such a lengthy period of time, being sold as a slave before that. The Quran Sharif speaks about all the sacrifices of so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his sacrifices. All this is for who to take a lesson? For us. So now, these lessons of sacrifice, what is the meaning of sacrifice? What is the definition? The definition of sacrifice in the terminology of deen, because everybody has their own terminology, and with passage of time, things change. Meaning people's perceptions of things change, people's understandings change, people's priorities change. So even the concept of sacrifice, one is what is deen, what deen regards as sacrifice. But the dunya also got its own definition of sacrifice, which is a total opposite of what's the definition of deen. In deen and in the terminology of deen, sacrifice is to spend one's health, wealth, time, and with health, then eventually it becomes even life. So one's health or life, one's wealth, one's time, for a higher objective. And that too, not just doing it for a higher objective with the intention of gaining the reward from Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, being done for Allah Ta'ala, not for any other reason, not for any other objective, purely for Allah Ta'ala. That time somebody spent for Allah Ta'ala. MashaAllah, we all gathered here. It was a sacrifice of time. But the intention, what was the intention? That is what we have to reflect. Intention must be purely for Allah Ta'ala. For the higher objective, that this must become a means of getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. This must become a means. وَقَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I am going towards my Rabb. He will guide me. I am going to be guided by my Rabb. He will open the path for me. So for Allah Ta'ala alone, إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. That movement for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, and for hidayat, for us to be guided by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the intention, that must be purely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So the higher objective is that the highest and the greatest, the ultimate is the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ridwanum min Allahi Akbar. Ultimate, Allah Ta'ala must be pleased. Allah Ta'ala is pleased, then everything is sorted out. Dunya is sorted out, Akhirat is sorted out. So for that purpose, to please Allah Ta'ala, so if the intention is corrupted, then all that sacrifice has gone to waste. Let alone gone to waste, it might become a bigger problem on the day of Qiyamah. That person will be taken to task first, who gave his life for dunya, who spent his wealth for name and fame of dunya, for recognition in dunya, who disseminated his knowledge for dunya, Allah forbid, he'll get thrown first in Jahannam. So now this sacrifice, the whole Quran Sharif, the Hadith Sharif documents this history of sacrifice. And what is the purpose of this? That we must take this lesson of sacrifice. Now the dunya's definition of sacrifice, you must give extra time, give overtime, and you must work hard, and you must do whatever, and to the extent that even if it means you must sacrifice your deen, compromise your salah, miss your salah with jama'ah, cross the barriers of deen, do deals and transactions which are not in accordance to Shariat, get involved in haram. Why? Because you have to make dunya. Whereas sacrifice in the terminology of deen is to sacrifice time, health, wealth, and even life for the higher objective. This is for the going downwards. This is going in abyss. This is giving sacrifice of nothing. He's wasting everything to go and fall in the pit of Jahannam. Allah save us. So in any case, this is the lesson that is being given to us in all this, that to come closer to Allah Ta'ala. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he said this, left behind this legacy, and Allah Ta'ala commanded us and commanded Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the lesson was for us that if Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is being commanded with this, what about his ummah? وَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. Follow this legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the legacy of sacrifice. So now, just to briefly understand, in our limited ability, what we can sacrifice, but and how much Allah is placed in this sacrifice. Now starting off right at the beginning of the day, that the compulsory sacrifice is to sacrifice on sleep at the time of Fajr. That's compulsory sacrifice. But now the person made that sacrifice. Yes, it's a sacrifice, but Allah loves this. But there's no compromise on it either. Other person sacrificed his sleep. He woke up and he came to the masjid, to the house of Allah Ta'ala for Fajr. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a special virtue for it. On sallal bardain, dakhal al jannah. The one who comes, performs the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah, the two cool Salah, special virtue, over and above everything else. This will open the doors to Jannat for him. Dakhal al jannah. Now this was Fajr. Allah gave him tawfiq, he made some sacrifice before that already. He sacrificed a little bit more of his sleep. And especially in the winter months, it is hardly any sacrifice. Because the time of tahajjud ends long after the time that Fajr is in summer. The time that Fajr is performed in summer, long after it is still tahajjud time in winter. In summer Fajr is at 4:20. So now, close to 5:20, maybe it's now still 5:15, just coming to 5:15, it's still tahajjud time finishing off. But now he made that little sacrifice, woke up a little bit earlier. So how much Allah is kept in this sacrifice? That عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hold fast onto this قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ, the standing up in the night, because this is the way of all the pious people before you. وَقُرْبَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. This will bring you close to your Rabb. وَمُكَفِّرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ. It will become a means of forgiveness of your sins. وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ. It will become a protection and a barrier from committing sin. Subhanallah. Now this little sacrifice, but what it's bringing, and the so many other benefits and so many other aspects that are mentioned. So now this is that sacrifice. He made that sacrifice. He sacrificed a little bit of his sleep. He took that time to now make these 2 rakats, 4 rakats. And Allah Ta'ala blesses him with so much. In the morning now he completed his Fajr. He then remained in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And then sometime after sunrise, 12, 13 minutes later, now he made 2 rakats at least of Salatul Ishraq. That's a sacrifice. It's nafil, not farz and wajib. But now he made this little extra sacrifice. So what is the reward for this? What Allah Ta'ala blesses on this sacrifice? That the reward of one Hajj and Umrah, a perfect Hajj and Umrah. Tam Matan. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeats three times. Perfect Hajj and Umrah. Now, mashallah, the Hujjaj are leaving and we see them with envy, meaning that mashallah, Allah has blessed them and our hearts also yearn. Allah Ta'ala take us as well. But at the same time, Allah Ta'ala has given us an opportunity to take that reward daily. And with the barakat of that, inshallah, the doors to actually go for Hajj and Umrah will open. But that reward is available daily. For what? For just a little bit of sacrifice. Little bit. But now this lesson of sacrifice, this is where it starts off from. This is really small sacrifice. But more than anything, it is a sacrifice sometimes, just sacrifice of the nafs. Sacrifice of the nafs. That laziness within the nafs, that the opportunity is there, there's no issue, there's no problem with any, everything is totally easy for him. But the nafs comes in the way, the nafs makes him lazy. One is there's some genuine issue now, the person has to leave for work before the time of Ishraq came in, and now he's on the way. So now obviously, but now the opportunity is sometimes so easy, everything is there. Sacrifice of that time, sacrifice of that nafs. The person who sacrifices in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his wealth, the rewards Allah ta'ala grants him for that sacrifice, multiplies every cent he spends get multiplied 700 times, and that too is not the end. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah ta'ala increases that and multiplies it much more for whomsoever he wishes. Then the sacrifice of emotions. Now that anger is an emotion. And when he gets angry, he wants to vent it. But now he makes sabr. That sabr is a very big sacrifice. It's a sacrifice within him. It didn't cost 1 cent. It didn't take any time as such to go somewhere and do something. But it's a sacrifice within himself. But the reward of it, because this is a very big sacrifice. مَنْ كَظَمَ غَيْظًا وَهُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ إِنْفَاذِهِ مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ أَمْنًا وَإِيمَانًا. The one who restrains his anger where he could have vented it. He could have vented it. Nothing was stopping him. He didn't have any fear. There was no issue. He had the authority. He had the strength, the might. And he could have just vented it and outwardly no consequences upon him too. But he restrained his anger. Then Allah Ta'ala will fill his heart with peace and iman. Allah will fill his heart with peace and iman. Now, subhanallah, this is not a small thing. This is a very great thing. But now we are fascinated only with what we can see, what we can count in our hands, what dazzles us in terms of it's the glitter. So we can't fathom how great this is because we can't feel it and count it in our hands. How many rands is this? How many dollars it is? We can't see the glitter of it. But the reality of this will open out on the day of Qiyamah. And the person who takes the step, Allah will bless him with that peace in his heart. He'll experience it. Very recently, one person, he wrote up and he said that, for the first time I'd heard this. For the first time I'd heard this and another hadith that also is also part of sacrifice. In one hadith sharif it is mentioned, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ I stand guarantee, بِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ For a palace in the middle of Jannah. I guarantee the person will get a palace in the middle of Jannah, in the heart of Jannah. Who, which person? لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌ The one who gives up a dispute despite being correct, despite being right. He's right, but he says, chalo, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, let it be. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I stand guarantee for him. It's his right. He can claim it. He's entitled to it. That's his right. But for the sake of peace, he decides to give up the right. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam guarantees him a palace in the middle of Jannah. So now, what is this dunya compared to this reward? The whole dunya put together, what can it equate to this reward that is being promised for the person who gives up this? But that is a major sacrifice within him. And it might be a sacrifice externally as well. But he made the sacrifice, but for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, for no other purpose. So now this one person wrote up, he said, this is the first time I heard this, so I started practicing on it. And he says, every time I practiced on it, I just felt like I was being enveloped in happiness and peace. He said, I actually feel every time that I just started recently doing this, I feel like I'm being enveloped in happiness and peace. Now these are not fairy tales. It requires yaqeen, it requires to be convinced that this is the kalam of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his words, these are his Mubarak teachings. So this is a reality. This is not some imagination, this is a reality. Again, this is on what? On sacrifice. The sacrifice of the haram glands. This hadith we keep listening to and speaking about, but now to understand it from this perspective, that subhanallah, what is being promised, man an-nadhru sahmun min sihami iblis, Allah Ta'ala says that this is a poisonous arrow of shaitan, the haram glands. Now the person is being tempted to look at some haram on his phone, out on the street, wherever. And now when a person gets caught up in the spiral, then it doesn't even cross his mind, what am I doing? Same thing, it blocks his intelligence, blocks his thinking. He just goes deeper and deeper, and he then leads himself to destruction. So now shaitan is tempting him to look at some filth on his phone, or some other evil. So now he made that sabr, he sacrificed those desires, those haram desires, like inshallah on the day of Eid al-Adha, we will practice on that sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which is wajib for the person who has that nisab. But nevertheless, that sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was ready to put the knife and put the knife on the throat of his son. So now this is putting the knife on the throat of those desires and slaughtering it. And allowing the horizon of the heart to get reddened with the blood of those haram desires. Hazrat Ahmadullah Ali used to give this example often, that before the sun rises, the whole horizon gets red. So now the person sees the horizon is red, then only after the horizon reddens, then the sun rises and the entire place is lit up. So in other words, first it had to redden up the whole horizon. So taking this as an example, first when the heart is reddened with the blood of the haram desires, meaning a person didn't give in to those desires, he slaughtered it. Slaughtered it, he trampled it, he crushed it, he did not succumb to it. So now every time he trampled that desire, it is like that haram desire, it is like slaughtering it. And that pain on the heart, this is that blood that is reddening the heart. But when the heart gets red with this blood of the haram desires, that is when the sun of the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala rises in that heart. And that is when the true recognition of Allah Ta'ala settles in that heart. Now that ma'rifat, that will lighten up his whole life. That will lighten up how he now see what is his benefit and where is his harm. Otherwise he was walking in darkness and just knocking into this wall and that pillar and falling into that ditch and leading himself to destruction and can't even realize it. Why? Because he's wallowing in this darkness. But now he did not succumb to those haram desires, as a result of which this ma'rifat, the son of ma'rifat, rose in his heart, and now it lightened up his whole heart, lightened up his life, brightened up everything around him. Now he can see what is there in Fajr Salah for him. Now he can see what he's going to get in Tilawat. Now he can see what he's going to get in restraining himself from haram. Even though there is a tug of war in his heart, and there's a pain on his heart, but he understands, this is where my benefit is. He now sees it. He can see what he's going to receive in that reward, in restraining his anger has not gone in vain. And in humbling himself, that yes, this is a sacrifice as well, but he will humble himself, and for Allah alone, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ He'll humble himself for Allah Ta'ala, Allah will elevate him. He is not doing it for any elevation of any sort. He is doing it for Allah Ta'ala. Allah must become pleased. But Allah's promise is that he humbles himself for Allah Ta'ala, there's a sacrifice in that. Allah will elevate him. So at every step, the special mercies of Allah Ta'ala, the special rewards from Allah Ta'ala, the special barakat and blessings that come, the good of dunya and akhirat, it's all on the foundation of sacrifice. And then the higher levels of Jannah, the greater the sacrifice, the higher the levels of Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when on one occasion he said that in Jannah there are 100 stages, and between every two stages of Jannah, the first stage and the second stage, the distance between the heavens and the earth. And now there are 100 stages. Each stage between the heavens and the earth. And أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لِلْمُجَاهِدِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Those who strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, they make that mujahada, they make those sacrifices, they sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, they will rise in these high stages of Jannah. So in dunya, nobody is content with just the bare minimum and basics, and happy with the cheapest car, with the smallest house, with the cheapest things around him. Everybody always talks about updating and upgrading, and now we need to now progress in life. Progress meaning the only understanding of progress is material things. In other words, you need more material things. You need to increase the quality of life. Quality of what? Only material things. But now we never content with just the minimums. So in akhirat, how can we just be content with the minimum? We have to be striving for more. Though it will only happen with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, but this is what Allah has opened the way for. So it's all on the basis of sacrifice. And the most important sacrifice is to sacrifice whatever comes in the way of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Anything and everything, whether it is something from society, the norms of society, whether it is some family traditions, whether it is some whatever other things that come in the way, business norms, whether it is one's emotions, one's desires, anything that comes in the way of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, then that must get sacrificed. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed his birthplace, sacrificed his father. So in other words, if parents become a barrier, then with respect, and to underline that and highlight it also, with respect, that respect can never get compromised. But you will have to sacrifice and do the right thing, but cannot compromise the respect. If somebody's children become the obstacle, we'll have to sacrifice. Meaning we won't give in to their haram demands. We'll do the right thing, and we'll bear whatever comes in the way. If somebody's society, somebody's family, somebody's relatives, somebody's whatever comes in the way, we'll have to patiently sacrifice. If somebody's going to be mocked at, somebody's going to be jeered, somebody, there's some negative comments are going to come, somebody's going to make one a laughing stock in their circles, we'll have to sacrifice. This is the main sacrifice within ourselves. Sacrificing these emotions, sacrificing all these haram things that come in the way. But this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us, and this is what is being taught to us in the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What love he would have had for that son, and that too he made dua for that son, that Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Allah bless me with a pious child. Allah Ta'ala then gave him the glad tidings. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ We gave him the glad tidings of a very forbearant child. Very, very patient. Very forbearant. And that showed its true colors at the time when that test came. And Ibrahim al-Salam is putting it to his son. That إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى I got to slaughter you. What's your take on it? Now, this was a way of trying to prepare him. And this, بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ this shone and really shone at that moment. Ya abatif alma tu'mar. Oh my father, you do what it is. If you have to sacrifice your son, you go ahead and sacrifice. If I have to give my life, I'll go ahead and give my life. But Allah must be pleased. Now this is the lesson of sacrifice, sacrificing our ego, sacrificing our haram desires, sacrificing that norms of society, sacrificing those family traditions, sacrificing anything and everything that comes in the way of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. But where the respect has to be maintained, we'll maintain the respect as well. But we'll uphold the law of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the message, this is the lesson we get out of all these ayat of the Quran Sharif, out of all these lessons from the Hadith Sharif, and this is the message of the time. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we take these lessons to heart, we imbibe them, we love these lessons. This is the purpose of all these muzakaras. These are just muzakaras, reminders, these are just revisions of lessons that we have discussed many times. But this getting together for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and making these muzakaras, reminding ourselves, Allah Ta'ala puts barakat in this. This becomes a means of enlivening our hearts, and with the barakat of Allah knows who and who in the gathering, what ta'alluq and connection they have with Allah Ta'ala, this becomes a means of our hearts coming alive. But then in all this, the bottom line is to take that lesson along, that we have to become ready to sacrifice, and sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala alone. In this is our success of dunya, in this is our happiness of dunya, and our success and happiness of akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Recite Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kaseeran. Allahu jalla jalaluhu amma nawanuhu.
Sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kaseeran. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم واعفو وتكرم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. ربنا توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك.
اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين إله العالمين يا الله O most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah Ya Allah forgive us Ya Allah Ya Allah forgive us Ya Allah Ya Allah forgive us Ya Allah Ilahul Alameen, shower your blessings upon us, Ya Allah. Shower your rahmat upon us, Ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat on the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have been so shameless, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite all your countless bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we used your bounties to break your commands, Ya Allah. We blatantly broke your commands, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen shamelessly broke your commands, Ya Allah. Despite all the ni'mat you showed us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with food to eat, Ya Allah. You gave us water to drink, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the energy came from your ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the energy that came in our eyes came through your ni'mat, Ya Allah. You blessed us with the bounty of sight, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all these bounties were used to break your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how shameless, Ya Allah. How ungrateful, Ya Allah. How disloyal, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. But how merciful you have been, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are still not blind, Ya Allah. We are still not paralyzed, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, we are still walking and talking, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all this is your clemency, Ya Allah. It is your mercy, Ya Allah. It is your grace, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. And coming back to you, Ya Allah. And being your grateful servants, Ya Allah. And being your obedient slaves, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your grateful slaves, Ya Allah. Grant us the reality of shukr, Ya Allah. Grant us the reality of your obedience, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Grant us the spirit of sacrifice, Ya Allah. The spirit of sacrifice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, made sacrifices that we cannot imagine, Ya Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrifices, Ilahul Alameen, we haven't even, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill the right of one, Ya Allah, iota of it, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, despite all his sacrifices and what he underwent so that deen could reach us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today what we have done, Ya Allah, we've embraced the way of his enemies, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. How are we going to stand in front of him on the day of Qiyamah and expect him to make shafaat and intercede on our behalf and won the water of Kawthar from his Mubarak hand, Ya Allah. When we embrace the ways of his enemies, Ya Allah. And at a time when his ummah was being trampled, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we still had time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to be engrossed in the merrymaking of dunya, Ya Allah. Engrossed in the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, forgive us, Ya Allah. Make us the true ummatis of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of upholding his deen, Ya Allah, of upholding his Mubarak Sunnah, Ya Allah, of living his Mubarak Sunnah, Ya Allah, of shunning the ways of his enemies, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you grant us total hidayat, Ya Allah, complete hidayat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us the spirit of sacrifice for your pleasure, Ya Allah, for you alone, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from all trials and tribulations, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from tests and trials, Ya Allah. Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Allah, every Muslim on this earth, Ya Allah. Grant each one afiyat in deen and dunya, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all those in any kind of pain and hardship, any suffering, Ya Allah, with afiyat, remove it, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, those who are ill, give them shifa kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima. Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, those in any kind of anxiety, depression, Ya Allah. Remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant sukoon to the hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Whether the Muslims are in any suffering, Ya Allah. Remove their suffering, Ya Allah. Remove their pain, Ya Allah. Remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially our brothers and sisters of Palestine, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. You grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. You grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Allah, remove the difficulties from them, Ya Allah. You protect them, Ya Allah. Show your special nusrat upon them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant them strength over their enemies, Ya Allah. Make them victorious over their enemies, Ya Allah. Allah, you crush their enemy, Ya Allah. Allah, you crush their enemy, Ya Allah. Allahumma shattid shamlahum. Allahumma mazziq jam'ahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna kalimatihim. Allahumma khalif bayna kalimatihim. وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر
اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت، اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت، اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت. الله العالمين يا الله، grant us in the entire ummah ya Allah the tawfiq of amal that bring down your rahmat ya Allah. Allah save us in the entire ummah ya Allah from such actions that bring down azab ya Allah. الله العالمين يا الله، grant us afiyat in deen ya Allah، afiyat in dunya ya Allah. الله العالمين يا الله، all who raised us, all who asked us to make dua for them, all who have raised their hands to this dua, Allah, you fulfill each one's dais needs and pious aspirations. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, ya Allah. Grant each one afiyat in every matter, ya Allah. Grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, ya Allah. Ilahul alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the greatest need, ya Allah, is to become yours, ya Allah. The greatest need, ya Allah, that you become ours, ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, ya Allah. For too long we have been in the arms of nafs and shaitan, ya Allah. Allah, we made friends with our enemies, ya Allah. Give us the correct understanding, ya Allah. Make us yours, ya Allah. You become ours, ya Allah. Guide us in every step, ya Allah. Don't leave us to ourselves with the blink of an eyelid, ya Allah. Allah, you be our protector, ya Allah. You be our guide, ya Allah. You be our support, ya Allah. We have none but you, ya Allah. Allah, you become ours, ya Allah, and make us yours, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا تقبل منا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله